The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur is in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Mir Hashem will be discussing one of the more broad-based and far-reaching inyonim in Shas, which is the inyon of Kinyan Derabon and Mahani Deraisa, which has ramifications in various areas of halacha. Rashi says, on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, Dibra Masko Koy Bavol, on Nafkimino, we're learning the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds, again, like we discussed yesterday, that Mois is Koyna is Deraisa, Mideraisa. As soon as Shimon, the buyer, hands over money to Reuven for an item, even before he actually takes the item into his custody, the item is owned Mideraisa by Shimon, the money is owned by Reuven. According to Rish Lakish, until Shimon takes possession of the item, the sale was not consummated, and the money is sitting in Reuven's hand, not as his own. It's sitting there as a pekodno, although we'll see in Yetz Hashem. Rashi says, Nafkimina. In Choshem Mishpat, it doesn't really make a difference. V'nafkimina le'inyin isur, Rashi says, Kigoin. The Mefarshim explained, this means that money that was handed over, Kiddush Boyes Oisha, money that was handed over to Reuven, Reuven took that money for an item that was sold, where Shimon had not yet made Meshicha properly on the item. The Kiddush Boy Eso Isha, L'Rabbi Yochanan Havi Kiddushin, the Midaraisa Kanya. Let's say Reuven was Mekadosh and Isha with this money that he received for the goods that he sold to Shimon. Midaraisa, the Kiddushin is Chal. If a woman accepted money as Kiddushin, she would need a get from Reuven. Why? Because since the money is owned Midaraisa by Reuven, the Kiddushin was Chal Midaraisa, he would have to give a get. L'Rish Lakish Loyavi Kiddushin. Since the money is not his, it's Shimon's money until Shimon actually takes possession of the item. The money is sitting beyond Reuven, but it's not his. If he's Mekadosh and issued it, the Kedushin is not Chal, and it would not be necessary to give a get. Davni Meluim in Evan Ezer Simchav Ches brings a raya to a famous discussion where the Kinyan Derabon and Mahani Deraisa. This is, over there in the Shulchan Aruch is brought two shittas, one of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, one is the shita of the Ran. If a man gave over to a woman a ring or money, whatever the case may be, for Kiddushin, not by handing it over to her as we do, but he did it with a Kinyan of Maimon Shloshtan. To discuss Maimon Shloshtan is not really within the confines of today's shir, but just bekitzer, the Kinyan of Maimon Shloshtan is a Kinyan in which a party can transfer ownership of an item to another party by making a declaration in front of a third party. The Kinyan is Rabbonin in nature, is Midrabbonin in nature, because Midrabbonin, Midaraisa, a Maisa Kinyan was not performed. Chazal say that if you hand over in front of a third party and you make a verbal declaration that you're transferring ownership of the item to the receiver, the recipient, then the Kinyan is Chal. However, the woman only received the ring with a Derabbanan Dika Kinyan. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that Midaraisa she's not Mekudeshes. She'll need another Kiddushin. The Ran says no. Since the woman received ownership of the ring with a Kinyan, which Chazal instituted, the ring then becomes hers properly and the Kiddushin is Chal. Kinyan Derabbanan, a Kinyan which is Derabbanan in nature, Moyel Deraisa, it helps to create a Kiddushin on a deraisetika level. This is the Machalek Subeni Yerukim and the Ran. Says the Avdei Meluim, from our Rashi over here in Bamvansi Dafim Ches, we have a Raya like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rashi is telling us that if money is owned, according to Rabbi Yochanan, by Reuven the seller, Midaraisa, because the Kinyan was Chal with Kinyan Mois, even though, according to the Dinim Derabbanan, the Kinyan is Batel, and the Kinyan is not Chal until Shimon actually is Moshech the item, since Reuven received ownership of the money, of the cash, Midaraisa, if he's Mekadosh with it, the Kedushin is Chal. I'm Midarabbanan. The Kinyan was not Chal and he doesn't own the money. No matter. The money belongs to him, Derisa, the Kedushin will be Chal, and a get will be needed in order to be megarish this woman. Other achronim, notably the Anig Yomtiv and the Chuvus Chazam Sefer, Adaycha this raya, they say that no. Even though Rashi holds that if the Rabbanon will mafkia the Kinyan, Reuven would not be considered the legal owner of the money, and his kedusha with this money would not be chal. However, over here, Chazal would never mafkia ownership of the money from Reuven's possession. They were only mafkia that the item is not owned by Shimon until he's moishik. However, the money is owned by Reuven. This is a machlokes between the Balamor and the Ramban, and the Achronim are having that the Rashi is only a riot to the Balamor Shita in Kinyan Mois, that the money is still owned by the Moicher, even though the Lekeach was not yet Koine the Chefetz. However, it's not a riot to our Nidin. Let's take this discussion a little bit further, something that's a little more practical halach. The famous application of this discussion of Kinyan Derabbanan Mahani Deraisa is in a sugya in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says over there, Amar Reb Zera, Lo Likni Inish Hoshano Liyanuka Biyoma Tova Kama My Taimu. This means as follows: Lulav and Esrog, we know on the first day of Sukkahs, the Torah says V'lokachtum Lochem, the lulav has to be owned with a proper kinyan by the one who's using it. You can't borrow a lulav and Esrog from somebody else to be Yetzer the Mitzvah. He has to give it to you with a proper kinyan, and then you give it back to him with a kinyan. We do it with a Matan Amras La'achzer. The Gemara is telling us, Reb Zera, that one should not give over a lulav and esrog with a proper hakna to a cotton. My time, or why? The yenuka mikne koni, a yenuka, a child, can be koina. Aknua loy makne, he cannot be makne back to the godel. And therefore, the shtakach, the konofik belulav she'ene shaloy, it comes out that the godel then will get back a lulav which is no longer his. It belongs to the cotton, and the cotton has no legal ability to transfer back ownership to the godel. The Ran points out that this Gemara is only talking about a specific case. He says that midereisa, a child, can be koina, dasachas makna, since the godel is being makna, midereisa, the child is koina even below the age of 6 or 7. However, once a child has a minimal amount of das, the Gemara says, oines pu'utos, 6 or 7 or 9 or 10, according to different shittas, according to different levels of maturity of the child, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Dal says the Chazal instituted that a cotton can also be makna back to the godel. In which case, the Ran says, since the cotton, midirabonon, was able to transfer ownership of the lulav and esrog back to the godel will be considered to have been yoitza, his mitzvah, deraisa with the lulav and esrog. The Rambam is very clear when he brings this halacha, that one should not give the child the lulav and esrog with a proper akno, he brings this without any exceptions, till the age of 13. What's the machloikis? The pshad is that the Rambam holds that even though Chazal will misaken that a cotton could give back ownership to a godel, a cotton has hakna, not only can he be koina, but he could also be makna to a godel. However, since this kinyan is midrabonon in nature, the lulav and esrog will now not be owned midaraisa by the godel, and it can't be yotzei mitzvah midaraisa with lulav and esrog that midaraisa is owned by the cotton. Here we have a clear machlokes between the Ran and the Rambam, where the kinyan derabonon mahani deraisa. The same machlokes that we just discussed between Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Ran. The problem is that the Beis Yosef and Ebenu Ezer, paskins that kinyan derabbanan mahani deraisa, paskins like the Ran, and in Shulchan Aruch Chaim, the Beis Yosef very clearly paskins like the Rambam, that kinyan derabbanan, the fact that the cotton was makna midrabbanan back to the godel, the lulav and esrog will not be enough to ensure that the godel was yotze his mitzvah midaraisa. What does the Beis Yosef hold? So here we come to a svara, a famous yisoid, which is discussed at length in the first tshuva in the sefer Tshuva's Dvar Avram from the Kovner Rav. The Dvar Avram explains that kinyonim, and this is really a yisoid in all hilchas kinyonim, in this Masechta Befrat and in all of Shas Bechlal, in understanding in a proper framework hilchas kinyonim. Kinyonim, he says, is Chazal's understanding that one cannot transfer ownership of property, or one cannot transfer ownership of an item without a proper maisa, which expresses the gemiras das, which expresses the hachlota between two parties to transfer ownership of that item. A verbal agreement, or an understanding, or a desire to own an item does not make it yours. You have to take possession of it. Says the Dvar Avram that if Chazal instituted a certain kinyan, between a Moichran and a Lekech, and that Kinyin is used, is widely used in the Rabbanan. He's discussing a Kinyin in the Rabbanan which is called Setumta, which for our purposes will be the commonly used handshake between a Moichran and a Lekech at the consummation of a deal. And where, let's say, in certain businesses, a deal is consummated, the diamond business most notably, a Moichran and a Lekech, two parties that are exchanging items even before goods or money exchange hands, they shake hands and they say, let's say, Mazel Bracha, the diamond business. That itself, being that that's an accepted form of closing a business deal, it expresses Gemira's Das, and the Kinyan is consummated with that. The same way a person expresses Gemira's Das, by being Moishach an item, being Moiser an item, handing over a Shtar on the item, if the Rabbanon instituted, or people are knowing a certain Maisa, that Maisa will also transfer ownership of the chayfitz in a deraisadika context. Since the whole basis of kinyonim is a declaration of intent, a declaration of gemiras das, of finality between a meicher and a lekech, any meiser which expresses that with a clarity will in actually transfer ownership of the chayfitz mideraisi. And he says that this is really the understanding of the Pasuk in Rus, from which we learn out, we had this two daf ago, which we learn out Kinyan Suder, V'zois lefnim Yisrael shol avishnah. What does it mean, V'zois lefnim Yisrael? This was what was commonly done by Yidden. The Pasuk in the Novi, Sefer Rus is from the Neviim, is telling us that a Kinyan, a Maisa Kinyan, which is commonly used to express Kamira's Das and willingness and finality of psikas mekach between a moicher and a lekech, actually concludes a deal. V'zois lefnim Yisrael. That was the minig then. If Chazal instituted a new type of ma'aser kinyan and that became the minig kavua, then that would also transfer ownership of a kinyan of an item midaraisa. However, this is only true when the ma'aser kinyan which is expressing the gemir's das is rabbinic in nature. It can transfer ownership from a daraisa perspective. However, the fact that a cotton cannot transfer ownership to a godel of an item is not a lack of expressing gemir's das in a deraisadika framework. It's a lack of ability to create that deal, to create that mekach. A cotton does not have the das to be able to be makna chefetz to a godel. The fact that midrabbonon Chazal gave the cotton the ability to do business mifnei mekach u'memka and transfer ownership of an item to a godel doesn't change the fact that midaraisa that sale was not chal. Midaraisa he was not able to transfer ownership of that item. The other Dvar Avram says that it's very clear that the derabbonon dika transfer with Chazal u'misakin in that context derabbonon transfer of that transfer of ownership in a derabbanan dika concept context, it will not create a kinyan deraisa. With this, we understand the sheet of the Beis Yosef. In a kinyan derabbanan on maimed shloshtan legabi kedushin, where ownership of a ring was transferred from the baal to the isha, with a kinyan derabbanan, their complete willingness and gemiras das was expressed, even though that kinyan is derabbanan in nature, the kedushin will be chal deraisa. However, legabi a cotton, giving back a lulav and esek to a godel, since a cotton lamaisa does not have das, and does not have the ability to transfer ownership of that item to the godel, the kinyan will in hilchas kinyonim, midaraisa, the chefetz is still owned by the cotton, the godel will not be able to be yotze, midaraisa, mitzvah of lulav and esek. There's another interesting discussion on this topic, and this is in the Mishnah Brura. In Simon Tov Reish Nun Ches, in Hilchis Lulov, in the Shatzin, the Mishnah Berurah brings a macho. The Mishnah Berurah discusses that in the old days, well, we buy Lulav and Esrog, usually we buy from somebody and we pay him for it. In those days, the Shamis would be in charge of collecting Arovos. Arovos were grown locally. You didn't have to go to a merchant for it. And he would bring to the shul, and everybody on the first day of Sukkot would go to the Shabbos before davening, pick out Arovos, and then they would pay him after Yom Tov. Frek the Mishnah Berurah, since on the first day of Yom Tov, it has to be owned properly by the Lekech. It has to be Lochem, not only the Lulav and Esrog, but even the Arovos have to be owned by the one who wants to be Yotze in the Mitzvah Midaraisa. And since we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, it comes out that the item being that the Arovos being that they weren't paid for are not owned by the person who wants to be Yotze in the Mitzvah. Isn't this a kilkul? isn't this an inability of the fellow who picked up the Aravis to be koina the Aravis Mideraisa? Mideraisa, they're still owned by the Shamas. They're not owned yet by the person who assumed ownership until he pays after the Yomtiv. How is he Yotze his mitzvah deraisa? Others, it's discussed in the Sefer Mayadim Azmanim, want to propose that the reason why this was the minig was because since everybody takes it to his own seat, leaves it until Harul by his seat, and when he picks it up, not only makes a mashiach but holds it in his hand, and the Gemara discusses that having something in your place or picking it up in your hand, or when you put it together with the lulav, you hold the lulav and the aravis and the esrog and the aravis together, that is more than a kinyan mashiach. That's a kinyan chotzer. And the kinyan chotzer is definitely midaraisa. Chazal only understood, Rabbi Yochanan only paskins that kinyan mois is midaraisa and kinyan mashiach is derabonon. But kinyan chotzer is definitely, we learn out the Gemara in the beginning of Bava Metzia says, we learn out from Psukim, that kinyan chotzer is definitely koinin. That's definitely a kinyan midaraisa. So what exactly is the Mishnah Berurah upset about the mini kavua of people taking the aravis and shul from the shamas and paying later? This is the kasha of the Sefer Moedim Uzmanim from Rav Shtenbuch Shlita. One of the solutions on what the Mishnah Berurah was being moicha against is that the Ktzois explains in Simon Shin Samach Aleph that the din of Rabbi Yochanan, that Mois is koinos, is not only vi kinyan mashicha, but any kinyan which is done in terms of mekach u'memker, any item which is ownership is transferred only for a certain price, there's no other way of being koinin that chefis except for money. Even though kinyan chotzer is definitely an outstanding kinyan midaraisa, as we see in many other areas in Hilchus Kinyanim, the beginning of Bava Metzia, Legabe Metzia, Legabe Get, etc. However, being that our rovos are only being given over for a price, over there the Torah is teaching us that business is only concluded, a kinyan, which is a mekach or memka, where the moicher is only giving it to the leker for a certain amount of money, is only to be concluded when money transfers hands. Therefore, and the Ktzai says this in regards to other halachas, but it's quite possible that the Mishnah Berurah understood this. Mishnah Berurah is maskim to the Ktzais, and therefore he holds that even though the people in the shul actually took possession with a kinyan chotzer, not only with mashicha of the aravos, since money was not transferred and the shamas only has in mind to give over the aravos to people because they're willing to pay him the money for it, and the money will be given after Yom Tov, and the money is owed as soon as the aravos are picked up. Therefore, without actually giving over money, there is no kinyan deraisa. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that the proper minig hamaduyokim is to give over the money before Yom Tov to the shamas, and then to take possession of the aravos on Yom Tov. In which case, if the money is paid before, you have also the kinyan deraisa, and you also have a kinyan derabanan. The same would be true legabi matzis. If somebody buys matzis from somebody who's selling matzis, and he only pays after Yom Tov, according to some shittas, matzis, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Be'erev Teich Matzis, have to belong to the person who's paying for the matzis. In which case, if he hasn't paid yet, Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. If he has not paid yet for the matzis, the chevitz is not bound by him. Again, let's remind ourselves that this is totally in the two shittas of Kinyan D'Rabbanan, Ma'al D'Oraisa, and the Mishnah Berurah points this out, that he's coming only to point this point out according to the Poskim that hold that a Kinyan D'Rabbanan will not work for D'Oraisa. Again, like we said, it would seem that the Achra of the Beis Yosef, in the context of a Maisa Kinyan, which is D'Rabbanan, is that it will work D'Oraisa, as opposed to a Kinyan of a cotton giving over to a godel, which is only chal midirabonon. Over there, we explain the shita of the Beis Yosef is that ownership will not become that of the godel midiraisa, in which case he should not give the cotton, the lulav, and esrig with dalminim, as discussed in the Gemara and Sukkah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.
office@bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.